现在我们先用中文一起来读《哥罗西书》3:15，又要
叫
基
督
的
平
安
在
你们
心
里
作
主，
你
你
们
们
也
也
为
为
此
此
蒙
蒙
召
召
归
归
为
为
一
一
体，
体，
且
且
要
要
存
存
感
感
谢
谢
的
的
心。
心。Now in English, Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. 今天我们很高兴江弟兄又一次的回到我们教会来给我们传讲神的话语。他今天要传讲的信息是活在神爱子国里。We are glad to have Brother John be back to our church again to give us God's words. And his sermon title today is Living in the Kingdom of the Beloved. 关于江弟兄的介绍，在这个今天的 bulletin 上面已经有，我不再读了。他也不是今天也不是第一次来我们教会，我们都已经认识他了。好，我们下面就把这个时间交给江弟兄。
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, sisters and brothers.
最近我不知道大家有没有看篮球。
I don't know if you've been paying attention to basketball games these days.
我不是球迷。
I'm not a big fan of basketball.
不过呢，我就对最近的一个名字特别感兴趣，我想你们也一样。
I'm sure you've heard of one name.
Jeremy Lin, right?
Jeremy Lin.
林书豪
，Jeremy Lin，
除了打球之外呢，也蛮多事比较有意思的。
Apart from basketball, there are other interesting things.
我自己也去一个华人教会。
I also go to a Chinese church.
我看到第二代、第三代的基督徒，华人基督徒，其实很多时候在挣扎他们的身份。
I have seen many second, third generation Chinese.These are Chinese kids born in this country. They struggle with their identity.
其实网上对于林书豪的评价也很有意思。
So there are a lot of discussions on the internet about Jeremy Lin that are quite interesting.
很多人说他是台湾人。
Many said he's Taiwanese.
更多人说他是中国人。
And more said he's a Chinese.
这个也很合理，因为中国人比较多嘛。
And because there are more Chinese in the world than Taiwanese.
更何况我们把台湾人算作中国人嘛。
And especially the Chinese government think Taiwan is a renegade province.
不知道有一天有一个老美说，不对啊，他是美国人。
But then one day an American said, no, Jeremy Lin is an American.
身份是不是一个很抽象的概念呢
？So identity is a rather abstract concept.
如果它是抽象，就不太会引起我们第二代、第三代的华人基督徒有很多挣扎。
So if that is the case, then it would not give us any struggle, especially not to the second or third generation Chinese.
如果你对林书豪有兴趣，我希望你可以多看看关于他的一些报道，或者说他自己的一些表述，你可以发现他自己也有一些挣扎过。
If you are interested, you can go to the internet and read a lot about him.About other people's description of him and his own revelation.
这个时代的哥罗西书所写的这个时代的教会，其实也有很多挣扎。
At the time that Paul wrote this epistle to Colossians, those congregants also had a lot of struggle themselves.
特别是在保罗的书信里边，大部分是写给外邦人的。
Especially when Paul wrote his letters to those churches, he wrote those letters to Gentiles.
这里特别是写给哥罗西人。
So in this case, he wrote to the Colossians.
哥罗西在亚洲的部分。
And which are people that lived in.
In the
Middle Asia.
Yeah, Asian part,
but
not the European part. 这些人是 很有意思，他们蛮多是移民。
Many of them are immigrants.
那同时呢，他们又是不断的被不同的势力去征服的民族。
And many are peoples that have been conquered by various empires, kingdoms, or dominions.
格鲁希曾经是个大城。
Colossus was once a big city.
但是一度就被希腊人征服了。
But was conquered by Greek.
后来又被罗马人。
And then by the Romans.
现在这个时代就是被罗马人在征服。
At this time, they were under the rule of Romans.
但是有意思，这里有很多人信主了。
But interestingly, many of the Colossians became Christian.
但是又有另外一群跟他们的信仰有点关系的，叫做犹太人。
But then there were also Jews. There.
这些犹太人呢，就对这些新信主的格罗西人，其实不只是格罗西人，全地的开始信主的人，他们都开始说服他们。
And those Jews who were trying to convince the new converts,
all of the whole empire,
through the empire.
他们就在说，如果你想成为神的子民。
They said to them, if you want to become the people of God, of God's kingdom,
先变成犹太人嘛。
You have to become Jews first.
受割礼。
You have to be circumcised.
守律法。
And follow the precepts, the laws.
所以你们体会到一点点这个他们的身份认定上的张力。
So you can feel the tension of these struggles of identity.
他们还是那个大臣，很有影响力的大臣的那个荣耀身份吗？
So they still were trying to stick to that glorious status of the citizens of that big city.
如果你往边上周围看，以弗所已变成更大的、更有影响力的城市。
But then if you look around, Ephesus was an even bigger city.
在边上老底加也比较有名现在。
And Laodicea was also a big city.
那么更不要说罗马跟其他的地方。
Not to mention Rome and other places.
那作为基督徒又怎样呢？
So what is it to be a Christian? So what if you were a Christian?
已经有好消息给他们。
And they already received the gospel.
知道他们是一个新的身份了。
They knew that they have the new status.
但现在又有一个消息来说，他们需要再多一点才能够真正进到那个身份里。
But now there is an additional requirement. They have to do circumcision. They have to become Jewish, to become worthy.
把这个事情变得更复杂一点。
So which complicated. Their struggle with identities.
再加上
，in addition，
他们并不是一个使徒开始的教会。
And the church of Colossians, the Colossians church was not established by any of the disciples.
Not any apostles.
Not any of the apostles
yet. 但是，而且更有意思，似乎没有一个名目在当中。
And they don't have any
famous pastors.
Oh, 名目. They didn't have a famous pastor.
是谁给他们传福音，在他们当中做工呢？
So who preached the gospel to them? Who worked among them?
保罗就在讲说是你们当中的一个人。
So Paul said here in this epistle that this was done by one of their brothers.
在第一章的时候讲的这个人叫以巴弗。
So it's in chapter one, where is it?
七节。
It's in chapter one, verse seven. It's a brother named Epaphras.
似乎在圣经其他地方就没太多提到这个人。
But Epaphras was not mentioned in other places.
甚至不是
in the Bible.
甚至不是保罗的门徒提摩太或者是提多。
He was not even the disciple or of Paul or Timothy or Titus, like Timothy or Titus.
也不是彼得的门徒马可。
And it was not like the like Mark, who was the disciple of Peter.
那这个教会要面对怎样的情形？
So what problems or issues would this church face?
但如果我们多多看保罗的书信。
But if we look through all Paul's epistles,
保罗不断不断的要帮助这些刚信主的弟兄姐妹知道他们的身份。
Paul was trying hard constantly to help those new converts
to know their identities.
To know their identities. Yes.
这个是很重要吗？
Is that so important?
如果我往多点看，就会发现这是非常重要。
But if we read through the Bible and think through it more, we would realize that this is very important.
这也是为什么他们会被这些犹太人来引动，来重新思考他们是否真的是神选民呢？
So, and that, in fact, that was one reason that they could be trapped by the Jews to rethink their status in front of God.
一旦他们忘了他们的身份，会怀疑他们的身份的时候，
Once they have doubts about their status or their identity,
是他们很容易被假教训来撼动的时候，
they could be trapped and misled by the false teachers.
Yeah. 而且这是很，其实很可能是很严重的事。
And that could have detrimental consequences.
更加，就是如果他们慢慢就冷淡的时候。
Besides, if their spiritual status became went down,
因为他们发现他们不太能够争取到像那个超越的地位。
They feel that they could not achieve the status that the superior status.
很可能教会就被边缘化。
And then the church can be marginalized.
你就可以发现教会就慢慢变得冷淡，变得灰心。
So they would lose the zeal and become distracted.
所以我们要看看这里保罗用什么方法、什么策略来面对这样的问题。
So we can see how Paul dealt with these challenges.
我可能跟大家分享过，保罗的书信大概可以都分成两部分，大概不是每一卷。
So I might have said Paul, in general, Paul's epistles can be classified into two groups.
No, every epistle it can be divided into two parts, major parts.
Every epistle can be divided into two parts.
The first half, 就前面一半呢，大部分是讲到说因着神所成就的事，信徒的身份。
The first part addressed how we became God's children. Yeah, it addresses our identity.
Yeah. 第二部分就在讲说。因为这个身份，所以这样活出来嘛。
And the second part talks about how we, as children of God, should live our life.
那这里呢，哥罗西书也是这样。我们可以看有三个部分。第一部分就讲到说，基督所成就的事，他是谁和他所成就的事。
So the epistle of to Colossians was no exception. The first part, he was talking about how we became God's children.
Yeah, and 和基督的超越性
and the supremacy of Christ.
然后他就讲到说，因着基督是超越的，所以你们应该在他里面被满足。
So because of Christ's supremacy, we ought to be satisfied in Him.
然后第三个是，你们怎么样把这个满足？细化在你们的生活里，体现在你们的生活里。
And how we should live our daily life through this.
在讲的第一个部分，讲到基督的超越性的时候，它特别在一章十五到二十节就铺展出来。
So in chapter 1, verse 15 to 20, he exploited the supremacy of Christ.
我就读一读我们。
Okay, so we can read this passage.
我先来读中文。爱子虽然不能看见，是神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠着他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
So Colossians 1:15 to 20, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is therefore all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
这段可以分两部分。
And this passage can be divided into two parts.
前面就讲到说，基督在创造这件事上的超越性。
So the first part was an exposition of Christ's supremacy before the creation of this world.
第二部分就讲到他在救赎工作上的超越性。
And second part dealt with Christ's supremacy in salvation.
Redemptive work.
Redemptive work.
在讲到第一部分的时候，讲到超越，讲到他在创造当中的超越。
So in the first part about the supremacy in creation.
这是最有意思的部分。
And this is perhaps the most interesting part.
因为很多不同的圣经，不同的来翻译其中一个短语。
And because there are many translations, many different interpretations.
他讲的说，基督是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
And it says, Christ was the firstborn and was created before all others.
有一些的翻译会这样想说，那爱子或者是基督是整个创造的第一个，或者是他是在所有创造中的第一个。
So some interpretation or some translation would say that Jesus was the firstborn, therefore he was the first to be created.
特别我们中文就有这个背景，叫做恢复本，the recovery version.
So in Chinese Bible, there is a recovery version.
那个就是李长寿的恢复本。
Okay, I didn't know that.
Witness this version. Some English versions also they say the beloved, the Christ is the firstborn of the whole creation.
有的英文的翻译也说，基督是被造的首第一个。
这有什么可以讲的呢？
But how do we understand this?
如果基督是所有受造当中的第一个，
Jesus was the first to be created.
He 跟我们没有太多区别。
Then Jesus was not that much different from us.
所以这节的翻译非常要紧。
So translation is very important.
因为在希腊文对于名词的用法有一种特别的地方。
Because in Greek, we must pay attention to the usage of nouns.
其中一种用法。可以被翻译作英文的时候，就是 of something。
So in English translation of Greek, one way to translate is of something. I don't know.
Yeah, one particular case of Greek word, it can be translated as of something. That's called the genitive case. 被称作是属格，这个属格就是讲到说这是属于他的。但大部分的时候都可以翻译成说什么什么什么的什么什么什么，比如说基督的超越性 ，the supremacy of Christ。那其实那个 of Christ 就是一个属格。但是另外一个时候很有意思，他讲到比较的时候，他讲到比较的时候，他也用这个格。就比如说 ，you are better than me， 跟这个 of Christ 用的方法是一样的。所以这个在
OK， yeah， go ahead。I think this is beyond me.
Yeah. Sometimes you can say this. This is better than me. So the better than me. Where this is of me. Mine. The mine and the than me, they can use the same case. Here the same thing happened. Of Christ or than Christ can be translated to the same term, the same word here. So the importance here is that we know that this is saying that Christ is the firstborn, then the whole creation. Christ is not the firstborn within the whole creation. He's the firstborn towards or then. The difference is quite clear.
You understand what he said?
所以这里讲到基督对受最创造的时候是非常清楚。不过我们不懂希腊文有没有关系呢？后面就告诉我们其实是没关系的。
But if we didn't understand this, does it matter? We can read the second part of the passage.
因为这里讲的说，所有被造的都是为着他造，都是靠着他造的，都是为他造的，也是因借着他造的。
And in the second part, it said all the created were created through him.
所以明明白白就知道说，所有的被造跟他是有区别的。
So there.Is a clear difference between the created and Christ.
但是你仔细看保罗在这里所讲的，哪些是被造的呢？
But if you pay attention here, who were the created?
他讲的是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的、有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，他说一概都是借着他造的。
And that's all things that includes in verse 16.Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him.
除了他讲说天上地上两个大的区域之外，他为什么把权力、这些宝座、这些执政的、掌权的放在这里呢？
So why did Paul include the rulers, the authorities, the powers and thrones in these all things?
我们有没有想过，我们今天所有的这世界上的存在，包括权力系统，都不过是上帝的创造而已，而在这一切，都在基督的超越性之下呢
？Has it ever occurred to you that all the hierarchy of power, authorities, and all things on earth were under the supremacy of Christ？
不止如此，天上也一样。
Even things in heaven, they are under the supremacy of Christ.
天使、魔鬼，没有一样的权力系统是在基督之上，不过都是在基督之下的。
Anything that includes even angels, Satan, they are all under the supremacy of Christ.
没有一样是可以超越基督的。
And there is no exception.
这是很重要的事。
And this is a very important point.
第二部分就讲到说，他为什么他在救赎工作中为什么成为头呢
？And the second point refers to how, he Christ became the head of the redemptive work.
他说他成为教会全体之首。
He was the head. He's the head of the church.
或者换句话说。所有这些权利相对于神的这个身体，这个教会全体而言，它关系又是如何的呢
？So, you can say that this describes the relation between Christ and the body of
the church, the body of Christ, the whole church comparing to the power system of the of those on earth and in heaven. 你可以发现这个当中有关系吗？
So you can see that there is a relation here.
所以这对哥林多的教哥罗西的教会有什么观念呢？
So what does it have to do with the Colossians church?
它是不是一个被撇弃的城的一个小群体，一个不被重视的一小撮人呢？
So was it a group of people that had been ignored? Was it a deserted city?
还是它是这个荣耀的这位超越的在创造和救赎工作当中的这位主他所看重的一部分？
Or was it a body that was looked up to by paid special attention to by the Creator?
如果是这样的话，你就会发现这些势力没有一个是可以来阻挡在这个群体当中的能力的。
So if it was the latter case, then you would see that there is no hindrance for their glorious status.
这不是保罗一个人的观点而已。
And that was not an opinion shared. Was not opined only by Paul.
如果我们看到他的同工就是路加，他写的福音书，路加福音第二章一开始。
If we turn to Luke, Paul's co-worker.In chapter 2, in the beginning of Luke,
他讲到该萨亚古士都的时候，
It talks about Caesar Augustus.
为什么奥古斯都要被提出来？
Why was Augustus mentioned here in the Gospel according to Luke?
只是告诉大家耶稣什么时候生的吗？
Was it to define the time of Jesus' birth?
不止如此。
It was more than that.
如果我们往下看一点，就会发现有些词，如果你是当时代的人，就会觉得很奇怪。
But if you pay attention, if you continue reading, you would notice there are some phrases that were really meaning that includes some special meaning for that time.
十一节说，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主耶稣，主基督，对不起。
So in verse 11, it says, Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
14节讲，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And if you read verse 14, it says, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
我们今天太习惯救主跟平安这两个字。
So we're so used to the two words, the Savior and peace.
但是在那个时代，人听起来就是很让人吃惊的事。
But back then, the word peace was an unusual word.
Yeah. And also the word Savior.
And also Savior, the word Savior was not.
如果加上奥古斯都 Augustus, 这三个放在一起就更特别了。
But if you include Augustus, peace, and savior, then that's very special.
奥古斯都是当时罗马第一个正式称为皇帝的人。
Augustus was the first Roman emperor.
正式的。
First officially throned emperor.
这个人他的功绩在他的 funeral, 在他的墓志铭上写得清楚了。
His achievements were inscribed in his funerary
inscription. 最重要的，他提到的是他所成就的事是停止了在罗马境内的内战，跟其他在周边的这些众多的这些对外战争。
One of the greatest achievements of Augustus was that he stopped all the wars. The inside and outside the empire, the so-called Pax Romana.
Right. 这个时期，从他开始一直到他之后的几百年，被称作一个时期叫做 Pax Romana, 就是罗马和平时期。
So it lasted for a few hundred years. Pax Romana.
这个时期带来这个罗马境内的繁荣。
So that led to thriving and prosperity of the empire.
因为没有战争。
Because of the peace.
他之前提到说，他这个碑文里面讲的说，在他以前有一个门被关过只有两次，但他的时代关过三次。
So in Augustus' funerary inscription, it says there was once a door that was closed twice, a gate that was closed twice, but during Augustus' times, it was closed three times.
在历史文献里说，这个门只有在不断的胜利，并且胜利确保了和平之后，才可以被关掉。
And this was a gate. If you read a history book, this was a gate that could only be closed when there was a peace,
and secured by victory.
Secured by victory in a battlefield.
他说，不只是这个门被关了，因此我也立了一个神像。这个神像叫做 Pax Augustus.
And not only that, the gate was closed. It was closed.And subsequently, they erected a statue called Pax Augustus.
叫做奥古斯都的和平。
Yeah, Pax Augustus.
那这个又有什么关系呢？
So how are all these things related to Christ's supremacy?
这就是我们刚才读到经文的时候，我们读那些经文，觉得大家有没有觉得很奇怪？但是那些经文的时候就提到这个观念。
So this actually has a lot to do with the passage that we just read.In Colossians,
三章十五节
in verse 15 of chapter 3,
他说，要让基督的和平在你们心里做主，愿基督的平安在你们心里做主。
It says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart."
圣经极少出现这两个词放在一起。
It's rather unusual that in the Bible that those two words appear in the same verse.
而且它的格式，这两个字的格式，跟 Pax Augustus 是一模一样的。
And they use the same
the form, the same the combination, and also the forms.
Same form and combination as they describe Augustus.
这是在告诉我们一件事。
So I think this is telling us something.
这不只是我们的臆测，而且这是你可以仔细发现，这是作者的意图。
So you can see that this is what Paul intended to do.
他说，谁是真正成就永恒和平的那一位呢
？So who is the one that achieved the eternal peace?
奥古斯都被称作是救主。
Augustus was referred to as the savior.
不，他只是这个国家的那个救主。
But he was a savior only for the Roman Empire.
但是天使在路加福音第二章所说的，他说是什么经历这个平安呢
？But in Luke chapter 2, what brings the peace?
他或者说在这个国家
，It was not just the peace in that kingdom on earth.
它是在地上，在全地上。
It was the kingdom in the entire world, on earth.
一个被人口统计的臣民。A one citizen in the census in the sense of Augustus.
Okay.
他是真的，整个世界的救主。
So Christ was.When he was born, he was a citizen in the Roman Empire. But then, yet, he was the savior. He is the savior of this whole world.
Augustus 用什么来确保他的和平呢
？How did Augustus ensure
peace
in his kingdom, in his empire?
Yeah, 是用流血成河。
It was through battle, through killing, through wars.
但是同是哥罗西书他也讲到说基督也带给我们和平。
But in Colossians, Paul said Christ brought us peace.
他是用什么来带给我们和平的
?But how did he bring us peace? Through what?
在我们刚才读的经文一章十五到二十节的后面一点点这就讲。
Soon after the passage we read in first chapter 1, verse 15 to 20.
Yeah, in the end of this paragraph.
At the end of this paragraph.
他说, 在十字架上所流的血成就了和平。
Jesus brought us peace by through his blood on the cross.
Whose blood?
Whose blood?
谁的血呢?
Whose blood?
不是别人的血。
It was no one else's blood.
不是仇敌的血。
It was not enemy's blood.
如果是的话, 我们都不会在这里。
If that was the case, then we would not have been here.
是他自己的血。
It was through his own blood, Jesus Christ's blood.
你可以看到这有旧约的关于牺牲献祭的观念，代赎的观念。
So then you can see the concept of sacrifice reflected from the Old Testament.
但同时又有在奥斯都说那个成就和平用什么方法的那个观念。
But you also conveys the similar concept of how Augustus achieved peace.
而甚至在第二章的
victory.
Yeah, 甚至第二章更有意思。
And if you continue to read chapter 2, you'll find more interesting things.
其中有一个场景跟罗马的场景非常像。
And there is a scene that is very similar to the Roman Empire at the time.
15节,2章15节讲,即将一切执政的掌权的鲁莱。 明显给众人看,就仗着十字架夸胜。
So if we read verse 15 of chapter 2, we see that we read, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross.
在罗马的文化里面,
in Roman culture,
会有一种游行。
There was one sort of parade that took place only under one situation.
就是一个得胜的将军，他带着一队人进到那个城里面凯旋。
That was the triumphant parade by victorious general.
但是在之后跟了一群人,
but what followed the generals
是那些被掳的这些首领。
Were the leaders of the captivated enemies.
你可以看到这里有这个影子吗?
So do you see this reflected in this verse?
在这里他却用另外一个方式来表达,
but it was described in a slightly in a different way.
他曾经敌对我们的那些势力,让我们被限制,不能够得以完全的势力,就在十字架上被他得胜,并且被他带的这样的一个
So those who were against Christ had been overcome, had been disarmed through the power that was gained on the cross. The blood that Jesus shed on the cross
战胜了一切阻挡我们成为神百姓的这些权利,
triumphed over all the hindrances that were the obstacle for us to reconcile with God.
不只是外面这些政治的权利而已。
It was not just the power or authority in the political hierarchy back then.
连天上属灵的这些势力也都包括在内了。
But also included all the all things spiritual in heaven or on earth.
甚至旧约里面曾经那些不断提醒我们是罪人的这些律法。
And even this even includes the laws that were constantly iterated in the Old Testament.
曾经撒旦用这些来指责神的百姓，包括外邦人是罪人的。
Those were things that Satan had used to accuse us, including the Gentiles.
已经不再可以继续被撒旦使用。
They were no longer usable by Satan.
我们在基督里因着基督的得胜，已经完全进到他的国里面。
In Christ, because of Jesus' victory, we have completely entered the the kingdom of God.
这是为什么一章十二节十三节讲。
And that is why in verse 12 and 13 in chapter 1, we read,
特别是十三节讲的说我们他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势把我们请到爱子的国里。
In verse 13, we read that, For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
大家我们弟兄姐妹我们知道吗我们是在爱子的国里。
Sisters and brothers, I'm sure you know that we are in the beloved Son's kingdom.
但是否我们有些时候还觉得自己是神国里的次等公民？
But do we still think that we are the second-class citizen in the kingdom of God?
因为我们是移民。
Because we are immigrants.
因为我们是在一个不是这么重要的大城。
Because we live in South Bend, not a big city.
因为我们当中没有一个名人。
Because we don't have a famous pastor.
但是圣经却说你们今天就是神国里的爱子，那个爱子国里的国民。
But then, the Bible tells us that we are the citizens of the kingdom of the beloved Son.
所以那个心态要调整。
So we need to adjust our mentality. We need to change our attitude.
他说：“你不再需要这些犹太人的这些规条，让你成为更完全。你已经在素里得以完全了。”
So.Paul was telling us we no longer had to resort to these Jewish laws. We have been made perfect in Christ. Through Christ's salvation.
我们今天是不是常常想我没有做这个没有做那个所以我在基督里还不是最好的。
So do we often feel inadequate because we haven't done this and that and so we are not the best citizen in the kingdom?
但圣经不是这样讲。
But the Bible does not say it this way.
如果是这样的话，基督工作没有完全。
If that was the case, then Jesus Christ had not been perfect.
因为他的工作，所以我们在他里面成为完全的。
It was through his salvation, through his redemption, that we have been made complete and perfect in him.
所以这是为什么在三章一开始他就讲到说，当求上面的事。
So that's why in the beginning of chapter 3, it tells us that we need to set our minds on things above.
有一天我们的教授在讲说你是哪国的人你怎么知道呢
And so one day our professor asked us, how do you know
which country do you belong to?
Which country you belong to?
他说你看哪国的新闻你就知道。
You can tell what citizenship you have by reading the country. Well,
reading the news of
the country.
我们常常喜欢想的是哪里的新闻。
And depends on where you set your minds to, which country's news you set your minds to.
如果我们常常想到的是上面的事
，If we set our minds for the things above，
看看如果基督的成就的事怎么去影响我们每天日常的生活当中每一个细节
，If we set our minds on things above and think about how we can live our lives and do our things，
在这里就讲了一些是一个具体的清单，就讲其中有一部分就讲到。关于性方面的这些缺陷，包括这些淫词妄语啊，类似的话。
And here, it talks about all these human frailties, including sexual immorality, and slanderous words,
包括恼怒、怒气
，and anger,
恶毒
rage,
谎言
，malice, and slight.Slander.
他讲这些应该脱掉了。
He said, "You should get rid of, must rid yourself of all such things."
但是要穿上。
And you must clothe yourself.
穿上那个新人。
with the new self, new being.
这里讲到脱下那个词。
So here, it's used the word put off or get rid of.
就跟前面讲，在那个 parade， 在那个游行当中被剥夺了。被剥夺了能够反抗力量的，被解除武装的这些群体，用同一个词来讲的说，他们被剥夺了他们的武装。你们应该知道，你们原来穿的这些淫乱、这些恼怒、这些嫉妒、纷争、这些谎言的事，已经在那个 parade 里面应该被脱掉了。
This is like in the Roman parade, those captives were disarmed. They were taken off.So we should disarm ourselves. We should get rid of all these malicious things.
为什么呢？
Why?
是不是因为我们脱了这个才能进得去？
Is it because we have to put off those things in order to enter the gate?
还是说我们脱了一脱就能进去？
Or I don't understand.
Do we have to put off all the things that we can enter?
Oh, do we have to put off all things in order to enter the gate, or just some of them, or just one of them?
如果我们想到刚才基督所成就的事，
if we think about what Jesus had accomplished on the cross,
是他的这个得胜，把这一切的武装都解除掉。
We realize that.All these things have been disarmed through Jesus' victory on the cross.
这些事为什么还在这里存留？
And so why would any of those malicious things still stay around?
因为在原本的我们的社会里，这些是有效的。
Because these things were effective in the old society.
你怎么可以成功呢？
How could you become successful?
弱肉强食吗？
And because the
you compete with others.
Because you can compete with others.
And depress them.
And depress them.
但是在神的国是不是这样呢？
But in God's kingdom, this is not the case.
你怎么得到你的满足？
How do you satisfy yourself?
性方面。
Sex.
你就多找几个嘛。
And you can find more.
圣经是不是这样的？
But Bible does not say that.
你怎么样在这些人际关系当中如鱼得水？
How do you succeed in all among the people?
谎言。
Lies.
但他说，今天你已经从这个国移民了。
Paul was telling me.Was telling us that you now have emigrated from the old kingdom to the new one.
但是更刺眼一点，这个画面是你已经从这个势力当中被当作俘虏带到新的国度里面。
You have come out of the dominion of the darkness into the new kingdom
as captives.
As captives in the darkness.
曾经在那里能够有效的东西，在新的国度里不再有效。
So what was effective in the old kingdom is no longer effective now in the new kingdom.
所以在后面的那个长的清单里面讲到这些要做的事，应该做的事。
So then Paul had a long list of things that the Christians ought to do.
其实。不是在讲说你只有做这些才被称作神的国民。
And in fact, Paul is not saying that you just do these things, then you become the citizen of the kingdom of God.
而是在提醒说，清醒一点，你现在国家是在这里，你在这个国家，你应该活出这个样子。
And Paul was just reminding the Colossians that you are now the citizens of this new kingdom, and You need to live like this.
或者换种说法是，你要清晰的，你有这些钱，你就又要懂得用你这些钱来过你的日子。
And so, in other words, you need to understand clearly now that you have this asset, you need to know how to dispense your asset.
几年前我们听到一个非常可悲的新闻。
A few years ago, I heard a very sad news.
讲到一个老太太，就是一个人住。
About the story of an old lady who lived by herself.
没有亲人。
She had no relatives.
看来没有生活来源。
And she had no source, income of a source of income.
家里装满了破烂。
破烂。
Garbage. Garbage is filled with
his house. His house was filled with garbage.
但他死了，没人知道。
When she died, no one knew.
但是有人整理他的遗物。
But then when people started to clean up her left behind,
发现她是百万富翁。
They found that she had millions of dollars.
放在那里动也没有动。
And she never touched them.
但是你觉得这是很可悲吗？
Do you think that's sad?
基督徒常常活的是这样可悲。
But a lot of Christians live like that.
我们知道基督所成就的事，知道我们里面有基督的能力。
We know what Jesus had accomplished for us. We know in Him we have power.
我们真的这么过吗？
But how? But do we live like that?
在这个长的清单，应该做的事的清单当中有，有几件事最有意思的。
So in this list of things that Paul reminded us to do, I'd like to remind you a few more interesting ones.
三章就是十五节前面一点，他讲到说，在这一切之外，要存着爱心。
So it says, among others, apart from others, it says here in verse 14, and over all these virtues, put on love.
他说爱心就是联络全德的
，which binds them all together.
他怎么样把不
in perfect unity?
把不同的这些好处、这些美德联络在一起，怎么让这个群体发挥功用
？How to bring the entity together to make it effective? That is love.
要懂得爱。
You must know how to love.
这跟基督的教导没太大区别。
And this is consistent with Jesus' teaching.
他说，在这个国里面运行的。其中一个重要 的方法是爱。
And so in the operation of this kingdom, the most important thing is love.
而再说又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
And besides that, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
中国教会常常有一个传统。
And I know that there's a tradition in many Chinese churches.
你要准备做全职吗？
Do you want to become a full-time minister?
或者不要讲全职，你有什么重大决定吗？要跟这个人结婚吗
？Do you have any important decision to make?
Like marry this guy or this
guy? Like marry someone.
祷告
，pray.
祷告的你心里有基督的平安。
Pray till you have peace of Christ.
这是错误的读经的方法。
I think this is wrong.
因为我们把这些经文。上文扔掉，下文扔掉，拿出来。
Because we have discarded the front and the rear part of the verse.
而且我们没有明白这个结构的用意，这个基督的平安这个结构的用意。
And we didn't quite understand the meaning of Christ's peace.
奥古斯都说，从今天开始，他立的那个神像叫做 Pax Augustus. Augustus.Erected a deity called Pax Augustus. 他说，从今天开始，罗马的统治势力就是这个和平了。
So after Augustus erected that Pax statue deity Augustus, he said from that point on, Romans rule the world with peace.
听着其实蛮熟悉的，对吗
？And so this sounds a little worldly or secular.
我们今天的时代叫做和谐社会。
Our society today is called the society of harmony.
就是最大的。The biggest theme now.
That's the biggest theme.
但他说，不是这个，不是这些成就的平安，不是这些成就的和谐，是基督的平安。
But these are, sorry,
yeah. This is not the reigning power, but now the peace of Christ, achieved by the blood of Christ, and secured by his victory, is now the ruling theme of the kingdom of the beloved. We are in the kingdom of beloved. So we know that the peace is with us. We know we let the peace rule in this whole kingdom.
我们让这个平安在爱子的国里真的成为掌权的那位，做主的那位。然后接下来又说，又当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
So Paul continued to say, he said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom and as you sing psalms.
当时奥古斯都的事迹被写成不同的文献，放到不同的地区来讲的说，这个是属那个皇帝的。
So in the time of Roman Empire, Augustus documents were spread throughout the kingdom, the empire.
And even the people just worship him.
And many people worship him.
而在这个时候，他说要让基督的那个信息，让基督的道理。
But Paul says here that we should let the word of Christ dwell in our heart.
很可惜，很多教会讲道理。
It's a pity that a lot of times the churches emphasize on theology,
yeah, on doctrines,
on doctrines,
or even,
yeah, or rituals,
yeah, ethics or moralities.但是却常常忘了神的话。
But often those were done without emphasizing on God's words.
特别忘了基督所成就的事情。
Especially on what Christ had accomplished on the cross.
我们很少仔仔细细去思想基督每一件所成就的事。
We rarely elaborate on the things, all the things that Christ had accomplished for us.
更有意思，他就讲，保罗在这里建议了一个方法。
And more interestingly, Paul suggested one way to do it, to do the right things.
除了背经文
apart from memorizing Bible verses.
他说用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导。互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
So he said, we need to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God.
他说用 psalms, hymns, spiritual songs to just remind us about the message of Christ. 所以唱歌是很重要的事。
So it is important that we sing hymns.
不是感觉的问题。
Because it's not just to soothe our soul.
是关于说我们怎么样去用这些来帮助我们更多不断去思想，不断去反复去了解基督的作为。
But singing songs can help reminding us what Christ had accomplished for us.
所以熟悉的诗歌很重要。
Therefore, those familiar hymns are very important.
就是让我们可以在这些熟悉的诗歌当中不断的在大家口唱心和的时候来明白基督的作为。
Because the lyrics in those familiar song, hymns could remind us of Christ's accomplishment.
你发现令人很吃惊的是
So you would see amazingly,
他讲到神的道的角色。保罗这里就讲到神的道的角色 ，the word of God, the role of the word of God,
the role of word of God。
他也讲到爱心的角色
，and he also talked about the role of love。
他讲到说这个赞美的角色
，and he talked about the role of praises。
但他没讲到牧师的角色。
But he didn't talk about the role of pastors.
其实牧师是很重要。
But indeed, pastors are important.
就是融在这些不同的角色里面。
Because pastors' role is embedded in all these different roles.
从这开始，他更把这些具体的行动画在鸡毛蒜皮日常生活里面。
So through these, the Paul just mentioned about the detailed life of the believers, very detailed.
We don't expect those things mentioned in the scripture. He mentioned about the relationship of the couples. He mentioned about the relationship between the parents and the kids, between the masters and slaves. 在这里就讲到说，家里的关系，夫妻应该怎么样做？那讲到父母儿女应该怎么样做？讲到雇主跟雇人，今天没有奴隶主，没有奴隶，不再讲到就是类似这样的关系。
In Paul's epistles, he talked about the relation within the family, among parents and children, husband and wives, and employees and employers, and slaves and masters, and all those things.
说在这些关系里面去体现这个国度就临在您当中。
So it is through those relations that you reveal the fact that you are a citizen of the kingdom of God.
举个例子，就讲到夫妻关系。
As an example, talk about the spousal relation.
下次你再吵架，弟兄如果跟太太讲你要顺服的时候。
So next time, if you argue with your spouse, and if you were a man, you say to your wife, you must be submissive to me.
要加这一句说，你应该顺服的是主。
And you must remember to say that you should be submissive to God.
但同时加一句话，我应该爱你。
But you should also add that I must love you.
因为我也要顺服主。
Because I also must be submissive to God.
所以就是这一段在讲的是，这些讲的说这些家庭关系当中，主，是因为主基督是这位主。
So you can see that in a family, Christ is the Lord of your family.
而且这个也体现在说，基督的和平就临在你们当中。
And it would also show that His peace is among you.
不是用争吵来让这个家。
And so the victory is not accomplished by arguing or bickeries.
而是顺服基督，让他的和平进到这个家里。
Rather, was by submissive, so that the peace can enter the family.
一个教会真的在如果看见这些的时候，可以帮助我们每一个人。 在各种挣扎的身份认定当中来找到在神爱子国当中的那个身份。
So if we do the same in the church, then every one of us will find our role in the kingdom of the beloved Son.
我们每一个都是在这个爱子国里的一个成员。
We are all members of this kingdom.
没有一个势力可以阻挡我们成为那个完美的神爱子国里的一个居民。
There is no power, nor authority that can hinder us from becoming a complete or perfect member of this kingdom.
我们曾经习以为常的这些习惯，带到家庭里，带到工作当中，带到教会里的这些彼此倾轧、彼此侵夺、彼此贪恋的这些习惯，在新的国里不再有功效。
Those old habits are no longer effective and should no longer take place in the new kingdom.
我们自己应该常常进到那个 parade 里面。
We must always enter that parade, like the Roman victorious parade.
知道曾经有效的这些，在这个黑暗国度曾经有效的这些，已经没有功效了。
Those that were effective in the kingdom of darkness, through malicious acts, persecution, all those things, would no longer be in us.
真的让神的话，让爱，在我们彼此中间做主，让基督的平安常常提醒我们，主是怎样的。
We should let the peace that should be constantly reminded of the peace of Christ in our hearts. Maybe we will never have a famous pastor, but God's kingdom will be among us. And that is the kingdom of the beloved Son.
Not only Christ is beloved.
Not only Christ is beloved.
We are beloved.
We are the beloved children. Let us pray together.
天父上帝, 我们实在感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们不是因为成为犹太人被你认定是你的儿女。
We became your children not because we became Jewish.
也不是因为我们是在哪个大城的大人物。
And neither because we were citizens of a big city.
是因为你爱我们。
Rather, because we are loved by you.
而且也是因为你爱子那个救赎的工作。
And also because of Christ's redemptive work on the cross.
让我们常常来思想基督所成就的。
Let us meditate on what Jesus had accomplished.
让我们常常不要忘记我们因着这件事所拥有的身份。
So let us constantly be reminded of our identity.
感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
愿你自己加你的荣耀在你的教会里面。
May you place your glory in this church.
让在地上人看你的时候说，这里有上帝同在。
So that you will be a good testimony of your coexistence.
愿荣耀颂赞归你。
May all the glory and praises be to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
对不起，又晚了。
感谢江弟兄的信息。We thank Brother John for his message. 下面我们就请江弟兄给我们，让我们一起来领受神的祝福。Now we ask Brother John to give us a benediction.
May the God that brings us peace,
就是那凭永约之血取全羊的大牧人，我们主耶稣基督从死里复活的神，
that is through the covenant of the holy blood, Jesus Christ,
在各样的善事上成全你们，
in all things, bring you up,
叫你们遵行他的旨意，
so that we would follow. His will.
又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事。
And through Jesus Christ, we do things that please him.
愿荣耀归给他。
May glory be to him.
直到永永远远。
Till forever.
Amen.
Amen.